Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adjacent. You're listening to the Sports Adjacent.
Okay, I like that. I just learned something new today. Adjacent.
With Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey on the House of L Network.
We're doing everything I dreamed of as an adjacent.
Russ's entire demeanor right now indicates to me that this is somehow a Tony situation and not a Russ situation, or why we didn't have Russ on Russ's show.
No, it's an... I'm annoyed because I've gotten logged out of all my stuff here, so it's
whatever. Oh, okay. So not a Tony problem.
It's not. I thought it was Tony's fault, but it's not Tony's fault.
That is always a good default.
It's always
a good place to start the investigation, yes.
I've been on StreamYard long enough now to know when stuff is not my... that I didn't do it, and I felt 100% confident I did not do this.
Aren't you always 100% confident something's not your fault until we make clear to you that it was?
If I think it is, I'm around like 90-ish.
Okay. What are you working on there, a big gulp?
No, just a dollar drink from...
big gulp, say.
Mickey D's.
I haven't had a big gulp or seen anybody with a big gulp in years.
Wait, do you never pull up to 7-Eleven?
I do. I'm Slurpee.
I haven't been to 7-Eleven in a long time, to be honest with you. Lie. No. I haven't bought anything. I've gone in with somebody and they bought something, but I have never bought anything.
Russ needed something that was behind the counter, yeah.
No, we're not. I'm not doing this with you guys this early in the show.
Why, this is your new thing, is I don't go to places that all the blue-collar people shop at now. I don't go to Dollar Tree. I don't go to 7-Eleven. Where else has a better slush than 7-Eleven?
I don't drink slushies anymore, or Slurpees. I haven't had a Slurpee in easily 7 years.
What do you drink now? Liquid gold or something? Just drink a cup full of diamonds?
You chose to have kids and keep your money down.
I don't have kids. I enjoy a nice Slurpee.
Oh, okay. Legit, no joke, I haven't had a Slurpee in a long time. And I remember that feeling of having Slurpees in the summertime. It's just been... a long, long time.
Dang, we used to get them. My dad used it as an incentive to get us to behave during church. Especially when we were little, my dad went to Catholic church, and it is very formal. So behaving is essential. And if we behaved, we would get a Slurpee on the way home.
I don't hate that.
It was enough to get us to do it. Tony, what's going on with your shirt? I see that you're wearing an homage shirt, so I'm pleased. I don't have to fire you for violating some very easy rules of wearing the shirt that they sent you to wear.
Oh yeah.
What happened, man? You wore this thing all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, and then we had a reschedule. Mm-hmm. And why exactly could you not just wear a different shirt, or why did you wear the same shirt all day for 2 days in a row? I feel like there are many, many, many workarounds, and it would take me almost no time to come up with like seven of them. Mm-hmm. For you having, other than you having to wear the same shirt all day, every day for 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just take the shirt off, put it on the hanger so it doesn't get wrinkly. And, you know, bada boom, bada bing. We all good, baby, for the next day. Let's go.
That doesn't answer my question at all. Why? Okay. I understand you wore this shirt all day Tuesday because you thought we were going to record Tuesday until a last minute rescheduling. I got that.
Correct.
Why then couldn't you maybe wear a different one of the shirts they sent you today for the entire day, or wear something totally different today, but you could still wear this shirt, just put it on 5 minutes before we record? Why are none of these things possible for you, who owns a backpack and B, a car? And I mean,
it just seemed easier just there's a shirt. I like this shirt. I want to show off my brand new shirt. So the people can see it. I can support, you know, Negro League baseball in the biz. You feel me? And I just want to show it off. Yeah. No biggie.
You picked like the worst day possible to do that because it was like Miami weather on Tuesday.
Man, I was not out here in these streets, and I was inside in the building.
The entire day, you never walked outside.
I walked outside.
Skeptical about the smell of your shirt today because the first day that you wore it was rough outside.
Outside.
Like, would I want to hug you right now? If I hugged you right now, would I have some kind of thoughts about how you smell?
Russ is holding up two fingers.
May I interject here?
I would love you to, because he is not answering any of these questions.
Well, here's my thing. I'm gonna tell you what I texted the group yesterday. If he over there smelling like ass because he wore the same shirt 2 days in a row, it's a Tony problem because we're on video. I can't smell him. Neither can you. As long as the homage is showing on the shirt, I don't really care if he's worn it for a week straight.
Well, that is correct if all Tony is to you is a producer. But yes. I am, and I believe you also are very invested in Tony's ascent into adulthood. Yeah. Like, I want him to do well and not fail in this.
That's endeavor. Stephanie's problem now.
Okay. So not, we don't need to concern ourselves with that anymore.
He chose somebody to take care of it for him.
We've both spent time with Stephanie. We want good things for her.
I always tell her all the time, this is the life she chose.
Yeah. That's what Russ is going to write in the wedding card. all the best. Steph, you did this to yourself. Love, Russ.
Absolutely. Word for word.
There we go. Welcome to Sports Adjacent. I'm Jason Leisure with my co-host Russ Dorsey, our producer, Tony, 2 Day Shirt Gill. And we are brought to you as always by Sheets and Giggles. You can go to Sheets. I forgot you're doing this live. You're doing
live show. I know.
Well, the show's not live, but you always do the sound effects in post. Until the last 2 weeks, you've been hitting me with them while I'm talking, while I'm doing ad reads, of course, too. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know, I should know. I'm the one that's got to adjust and give you a second there to hit all your buttons. You can go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA and no promo code needed. Go to that link and you'll automatically get a $23 discount at checkout. You can get the sheet set. They got it in 11 colors. They've got plain options, striped options, 100% eucalyptus. They keep you cool. They're soft. They are very durable. Russ always says the more you wash them, the softer they get even. Mm-hmm. I had people at my house this past week and it just did. And I have two sets of the Sheets and Giggles, but maybe I need a third because just the way it ended up between laundry and trying to be selfless and give my friends the good sheets, I ended up having to sleep the weekend on just like normal sheets. And it's not as good. I can tell you.
There's no going back.
Mm-mm. No, definitely
there really isn't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say this.
Once you go Sheets and Giggles, you never go back, Russ.
True. I will say this. You talked about you have only have two sets of Sheets and Giggles. I have four and I live by myself. So that's how much I love these sheets.
How many beds do you have?
Well, one, but you should change your sheets.
Well, yeah, but
every week.
If you want to buy four, I'm all for it. And if you're going to buy four, you know, do it on sheetsgiggles.com/SA.
You should change your sheets. And this is a good topic. Every 7 to 10 days.
Oh, that's, you're probably right. There's probably a lot.
No. I'm not probably. I am right.
I would assume that you're right, but that's a lot for someone who has a lot going on. Someone Jason, who has to deal with, I have
Russ four doesn't beds, have a lot three, going on.
Russ only has one bed, I guess, is my thing. And no children to take care of.
Jason, sorry. I usually give you the I'm busy with kids excuse, but here's my thing, brother. It's you and Ashley can change your sheets in literally 5 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. I think I probably change my sheets more like once a month. So You may be right. I may need to up my game here.
Especially because you have like a sheet sponsor, but that's neither here nor there. Continue.
Go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA. Our show is also brought to you by Homage.
Yeah.
Very, Very, very happy to have them. By the way, if you like Amish stuff, which of course you do, they've been around forever and they make everything, especially, you know, they make all this different stuff, but especially the t-shirts. That's like, especially right now, Russ, in summer, like go get a cool t-shirt to wear to your next big event or your next hangout on the deck or whatever. But one thing I want to mention right off the top, we're doing $100 Amish giveaway. That gets you like three t-shirts or a t-shirt and some other stuff. $100 homage giveaway. All you have to do is do basically something you already do, which is listen to our show and follow us on Twitter. So the contest is this: write the funniest review of this show on Apple Podcasts, screen cap it, tweet it to us.
Easy.
That's it. Just make sure you're following homage and following Sports Adjacent's podcast account so we see it. And you're in the mix to win $100 at homage, which is really good. Even if you don't enter that, Homage is offering 20% off to our listeners right now with promo code adjacent. You can go on there and get whatever you want. They're providing wardrobe for our show. Russ, I see you're wearing a very cool throwback 1990s. Is it 80s or 90s? Bo Jackson t-shirt.
80s.
Tell us about it.
So, one, I love Bo Jackson, maybe the greatest athlete to ever live. It is the cartoon Bo Jackson with him snapping the bat over his knee, something he did very efficiently because he was so strong. But one thing I wanted to say about Amish shirts, I talked about it last week. Their size large is an actual large. It's not a smaller size.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go up. They're form-fitting, so whether you're a slender build or you're a more muscular build, they hug you. In all the right places.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Tony, you have the Chicago American Giants t-shirt, I believe.
I do.
Like for baseball. For the second day in a row.
2 days in a row. Got to support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The shirt can stand up on his own at this point.
It's very salty. Tuesday was very hot and muggy in Chicago. Tuesday was really like Everglades, like Miami weather. And not that I minded it, it was kind of nostalgic for me, but it was like 99 and extremely humid. It is the wrong day to wear a shirt that you planned to wear again the very next day.
A lot of gold bonds sold this week.
We'll set that aside for a minute. Why you chose that shirt, Tony. You get to choose the shirts from Homage that you want to wear on the show. Mm-hmm. Why'd you pick the Chicago American Giants?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of people know that, you know, black baseball was in Chicago. And I think it needs to be remembered that, you know, despite the numbers now in terms of black Americans playing baseball, there was a lot of black Americans playing baseball. So much so they had their own league. They had their own team in the city. And that's what I'm representing now. And I represent everything black in Chicago. At least I want to or try to.
I like it. I have picked an Amish shirt that says, "Love thy neighbor," which I like. Second greatest commandment, Tone. A lot of people forget that. I like that they have a lot of different stuff in there. I think that you would find anything you wanted. I think that there's such a wide variety of sports, pop culture, shirts with good messages like this, like "Love thy neighbor." I think you could find just about anything you're looking for, anything that would suit your wardrobe on Homage. Really, really comfortable shirts, too. And like Russ said, they fit great, too.
Something will speak to great. You on that website. Something will grab your attention.
Yeah.
Something will 100%. Speak to you and be like, I would 100%. Like for people to see me in that.
Well said, Tone, for once. Well said. I appreciate that. That was really good. Go to Homage. Use our promo code adjacent. If you're a first-time customer, you'll get 20% off your purchase, and you're definitely going to find some stuff you like on there.
Was that the smartest thing Tony's ever sent on our show?
Oh, come on. I've said some really dope stuff on this show.
Because I was rather impressed with him saying that something on Homage's website would speak to them.
Well, Tone, you got to listen to the verbiage here because I think he said smartest thing and you immediately thought littest thing.
Yeah.
Russ said, that's probably the smartest thing he said. And you're like, no. I've said a million things more lit than that. Well, those aren't synonyms, just so you're aware.
In my head, it is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things in your head, Tony, that most people don't go by.
Russ, as you can see, I am back in my own house today.
Yeah, you are.
I cannot remember the last time I did this. And man, I am knee deep.
Struggling.
I got a lot going on. I hope that the dogs will stay quiet. I am home by myself for part of this week while my wife and one of my daughters is in the city with some friends that came in from Miami, friends of theirs, friends of our family, but primarily friends of my wife. And my other daughter is at camp with the church youth group up in Wisconsin. So it's me at home with two dogs and a baby. And I could handle the dogs or I could handle the baby. And maybe on my best day, I could handle both well, but not anything else. So we'll see how the show goes.
Damn, you pulled the short end of the stick this week.
Everybody's out having fun except me.
That's how it goes.
And I'm going to teach this baby how to walk. That's my mission. I'm going to put the baby through walking academy. Tony, you got any? The baby's about to turn one. Lil Tony. Does Big Tony have any advice for teaching Lil Tony how to walk by Friday, by his birthday?
Yeah. If I were to talk to Lil Tony, I'd get down to his level. You know, really like getting his face, like eyeball to eyeball. This is man to man, right? This is the most.
Yeah, you know, he's one, and he doesn't. You know that 1 year olds don't talk, right? Do you know that?
Yeah, they do. You just don't understand them.
Okay, so you don't know that. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, this is a man-to-man conversation. You say, hey, this is going to be one of the most important things you ever do in your life. All right? Put one step in front of the other. Keep moving forward. Toyota. So.
Toyota does not sponsor the show.
This is what you need to do.
Yeah, bleep that out.
What are you doing?
We don't normally get no free ads.
How did you turn that into an ad read for some company we've never...
that we don't aren't sponsored by.
We've never even spoken with. We've never even had a meeting with Toyota.
I just know that that's what they say. That's what they say. So I just popped up in my brain.
All right. So what happens when this doesn't go well? What happens when, like, today we did some practice.
After the speech?
And today we worked on... trying to stand up without anybody holding you or supporting you. And the longest he made it upright was 0.1 seconds. So what do you do when that's your day, when that's how things are going, even after your great speech that involved a Toyota commercial for some unknown reason?
I don't know. You gotta play some motivational speakers, right? Like, you know, the Remember the Titan speech, the Independence Day speech when they're about to go fight the aliens.
Maybe play like Eye of the Tiger or Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin or something like that. Really get them fired up.
You know, some real motivational
the final
music,
countdown. Yeah.
You know, to get them going, to get them hype. So, and then you just got to yell, just scream like, you know, that's the primal cry of all of the male species that we're about to dominate the earth. You understand me? And that's what you tell them. Like, hey, you can do this. I fully am in support of you right now of walking. We're going to do this.
And you want me to do the understand me thing?
Yeah, you understand me? And then chest bump them. Like, ugh, you got this.
Don't chest bump a 1 year old.
All right.
Please.
Yeah, maybe our legal department needs to cover that. Russ, before my kids left, they were making fun of me as usual about my phone. It continues to get worse. I have not replaced it. Even though this is exactly the kind of thing I would ridicule Tony for. I would say, you have a job. Why? You have money. Mm-hmm. Why have you not just bought the phone? So I know I'm overdue and need to buy a phone and have no good excuse. My kids have some old iPhone that my dad gave them because he was done with it. He's probably four phones ago. And they were showing it to someone. They're like, yeah, we have this old iPhone. It doesn't work. Grandpa gave it to us, whatever. And they hold it up and it's the same phone I have right now, actually. And remember I told you that my phone kind of, I always have my phone on vibrate because I don't like hearing it chirp and ding and ring all day, that now it rattles. Well, the new wrinkle is it rattles in such a way that if it is in my back pocket, which it often is, the rattle actually sounds like a fart. It's kind of a muffled rattle and it kind of just sounds like, and anytime I'm walking past someone and I get a text or something like that, that's definitely what it sounds like.
Jason, get rid of that old ass phone, man. Please.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
No, you definitely don't. You don't agree with me.
I just haven't done it yet.
All right. This is my question for you. How old is your wife's phone?
Much newer. Maybe like 3 years.
Then what are you doing?
I just drag my feet about spending money for some reason.
This man, buy all the cereal in the world, but when it comes to getting a new phone.
So still working on that. One of these days I'll have a good update for you. Every day, just to get through the day of having it work. Like if I go to the city for the day, for example, I got to take a phone charger with me in my pocket just to have the battery to get through the day and just to be able to use it for basic things like making sure I have Lyft on there or being able to take a video or something like that. I'm constantly having to delete things. I'm having to delete music out of there or delete baby pictures of my children because that's how long I've had it. Just to be able to get it to work right. So it's not going well with the phone. I don't know what my breaking point will be where I'll be like, okay, it's got to happen today.
I might just take your phone out of your pocket and run over it so you can buy a new phone.
I might later send you a thank you card for that.
Jason, they transfer everything that's on your old phone onto a new phone, except it's more space and a better camera.
How do I know I can trust them to do that? Of course, they'll say they can do that, and they'll hook up the phones and do some wires and whatever. How do I know everything will actually transfer? And then what if it doesn't?
Jason, this might be the oldest thing that you've done since saying I listen to music at the library on CDs.
I don't listen to it at the library, Russ. Okay, get your facts straight. I check out the CDs from the library and listen to them in the CD player in my car. I don't even think new cars have CD players.
No. I've never owned a car that had a CD player.
My car is much like my phone.
Old as hell.
Yeah, old and needing to be replaced. Yeah. Did you guys ever go to camps in the summer? There's camps where they send you for the day. Parents a lot of times use this as like daycare, I think. In fact, I know several parents who do use this as day. Oh, yeah, we'll sign you up for camp all summer. And it just so happens the camp is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 every day. But there's also sports camps. There's sleepaway camps. Did you do any of that, Russ, as you were a kid?
Is the short answer. No.
No camp through church. No camp through baseball, nothing.
Vacation Bible school don't count, Tom.
No, that doesn't count.
Because I didn't want to go. That's the first and foremost. Let's start there. I didn't want to go. Two, I didn't. Me and my brother never went off to sleepaway camp, really. I'd gone to some camps through like my school during the year, but like nothing in the summertime when most kids are at camp, right? So should I tell this story?
I
think I should too. Yeah. Mom, I just want you to know before I tell this story, you did this to yourself. All right.
So. Wow. That's your motto in life right now.
Huh? Yeah.
Compassion for anyone. You did this to yourself.
She did. Yeah.
Do you have that as like an auto type on your phone? You just start typing Y-O-U, the rest of it just finishes.
Did this to yourself. Yes. Like on the emails.
All right. So it's fun to have you for a friend.
I might have been in the fifth grade. So normally in the summertime, my brother and I would, before we got old enough to stay home by ourselves, we'd go over to my grandma's house every day during the summer while my parents were at work. Like my mom worked in the burbs and then my dad worked in the city. And so then after a while, me and my brother were like, you know, we're getting older now. I was probably in fourth grade. My brother is 3 years older than I am. He's in the seventh grade, and we didn't really want to go to grandma's house anymore. And so we get to a point where we're like, yeah, this should be the last. We should be done with grandma's house. And so we had been lobbying for years. Mom, Dad, please let us go to camp. Let's go to camp. All our friends are at camp. Let us go to camp. They were like, no, we can't do camp. And they were like, oh, hit it here. Like, we obviously wouldn't say that in front of them, but like, you get mad when you can't go to camp with your friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then the 1 year my mom goes, we're like, Mom, summer's here. Can we go to camp? And my mom was like, I'm sending you guys to SEHBs. And me and my brother look at each other and like, ooh, what is that? She's like, oh, it's a really cool camp. SEHBs. You guys are really going to enjoy yourself. SEHB. So my brother and I really excited. We're getting all ready. She's like, you guys are going to go on Monday. We're like, oh, this is great. Finally, years of asking, years of lobbying. We finally get to go to camp. But this camp, SEHB. So this pre-Google or anything. So we're just, I'm hoping my mom's not sending us off, but it's whatever. We're not even thinking about it.
You didn't ask any questions? Like, what are we going to do there?
I was trusting that my parents
you just finally got a yes. And you just
got a yes. And we were, we had been waiting for that moment forever.
All right.
Monday comes. Me and my brother, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 7 a.m. in the summertime. So you knew we were excited. Get all our stuff, get our book bags, get in the car. My mom was like, you guys ready to go to SEHB's? We're like, hooray! And this is where the bullshit starts. We start driving. And about 5 minutes into the drive, I'm like, oh, this must be like a local camp. All right, cool. Nothing wrong. About 10 minutes into the drive, I'm like, this feels strangely similar to the way we take to go to grandma's house.
Oh, no.
And then 5 minutes after that, we literally pull up in front of my grandma's house. And I look at my brother. My brother looks at me. My mom looks back in the backseat and like, welcome to SEHB's.
Oh,
and
no.
It wasn't until that moment that me and my brother realized that my grandma's initials was Sarah Elizabeth Hintz Beasley, S-E-H-B's. The face me and my brother made at each other was like, what the fuck is going on here? We were so angry.
Oh, yeah.
If we could have cursed back then, we would have cussed my mom smooth out. Even though we would have lost our lives that day. We were so pissed off. We get out of his car. We didn't even say love you, bye. We just got out, slammed the door closed, go to grandma's house. And to this day, me and my brother never let my mom forget that. And she just laughs it off. And I'm like, no, mom, that was ridiculous. You should have never did that to us. So that is Russell Dorsey's camp story.
I'm on your mom's side on this, actually.
Nah, fuck that. I'm mad all over again. No, yeah. No.
No, I'm on her side because I can fill in some blanks here that you either are not or are omitting or not remembering.
Jason, I promise I'm telling you that whole story.
You're forgetting something, I'm sure.
Jason, I swear to right here, that story is 100% factual and has never been anything omitted from it.
Oh, I believe it. But I'm thinking there's some context here that Mrs. Dorsey would love to provide because...
You always take her side. I'm your friend, not her.
I'm the parent, though, so I...
She lied.
I can imagine this, though. I can imagine this because that I will grant you that is a mean trick. That's mean.
Yes, we tell her all the time.
But when parents play mean tricks on their kids, it's because they've been acting like little.
No,
I am sure that you had that coming all week.
No,
I'm Jason, sure that you and your brother had that coming.
Jason,
I'm sure she was
not.
Thinking all Jason, week. All right, I'm tired of these kids, and they're complaining about camp, and they're not cleaning their room, and they're being disrespectful.
Jason,
and now
no.
I'm going to get them. We're going to SEHB camp.
Jason, no.
Jason. When you play mean tricks like that on your kids, it's because they have it coming.
Jason,
because they've been asking for it.
Jason, no. You know, if that had happened, I would tell you. I would give it up. But that did not happen. We had asked our parents for years to have us go to camp. And the 1 year she says yes, she puts on this bull about this. You're going to go to SEHB's. And we ended up at grandma's house. The one saving grace is that was the last summer we spent at my grandma's house. Because I think my mom felt bad. I was like, damn, I didn't even let them go to camp. I just sent them to their grandma's house and renamed it.
It's a mean trick.
I
highly suspect it was warranted. That's where I come down on this.
I promise it wasn't. No.
As a parent, I'm sure that it was.
That's y'all problem at parents. Y'all think a lot, but y'all don't do nothing. Y'all do a lot of thinking.
The only overnight camp I remember going to was I went several years to Northern Illinois University basketball camp. And I have no remarkable stories from it other than after going to that camp, I did not even turn out to be good enough to play at Northern Illinois University. So it did not pay off exactly. What about you, Tone? Did you go to camp when you were a kid? Did you go to day camp or sleepaway camp or anything? Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad somebody did.
Getting like badges and wearing cargo shorts.
Frequent camp attendee. I never went to sleepaway camp. That always felt weird to me. It's like, I don't know these people. I don't trust these people. Why would I want to sleep next to them?
Okay.
But we did go to, come on, man. I'm a product of the city. Chicago Public School camps. I don't know if they're still around. I don't even know if they're still funded, to be honest. But yeah, man, Gage Park. That's in the West Inglewood area, Gage Park. We went to a camp at Daly College. That was a city funded camp. And in order to keep that camp going, one of the activities was write letters to then Senator Barack Obama to tell him to provide funding so I can go to camp next year. They did not provide funding.
He had bigger fish to fry. So
well, they put you to work, huh?
Yeah, I'm definitely a Chicago product because my elementary school and all the camps that I went to are now defunct because the city didn't deem them good enough for the city's youth to sustain them. So, but yeah,
were they good? Were they good camps? Like, what did you do with these things? Or was this like the daycare you went where they just put a turtle on your head and had you take three naps just to get through the day?
These were camps. A lot of growing up was done at the camps. A lot of, okay, how do you face a bully? How do you, when somebody's better than you at basketball, okay, how do you respond when you got to go to camp?
These were lessons you were learning in real time because they were happening, not because the counselors were teaching you. There wasn't like today we're doing a 1-hour workshop on dealing with bullies.
Oh, no. This is in the midst of the activities of the camp. There were some real life situations happening, right? Like, what do you do when a girl likes you, right? Like, how do you respect the girl, you know, at 12 and 13 years old? Like, a lot of growing up was done for two-day Tony. Feel me? Yeah, my great-granddad. Yes, it was the talk of the town.
All right. Wow.
Gee, I bet it was.
Yeah, the Mississippi Delta.
Man, that's...
Well, that's a good introduction to pay homage.
I think
it's time to talk about our sponsor, Homage.
Homage, H-O-M-A-G-E.
No.
It's time to give homage to whom?
That was a joke.
Oh my god.
I'm just gonna start it from the segment from the open.
You're out of control, man. That's out of control, funny. Tony.
That was super funny.
That does not segue well. All right, now hit the button. Go ahead.
Homage, H-O-M-A-G-E.
It's time to give honor to whom honor is due.
I take the cash and I take the respect.
Give it up.
We just want our respect.
To some people, that's more important.
It's time to pay homage.
And I want my damn respect too.
Presented by
our friends at Homage Clothing.
That's a good intro, Tone. That's all it took to get you to start trying, huh? Was they sent you some t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, send me some stuff. You got it open.
Pay Homage is our new segment. We did it last week. It's our new segment. We debuted it last week. It's a new segment where it's a shout-out. Shout-out to somebody in sports that we want to pay homage to. And it's brought to you by Homage, the company that supplies the clothes, the shirts for our show. They've got licensed MLB, NBA, NFL player and team gear. They've got the Topps baseball card throwbacks. They've got all this stuff from pop culture. They've got shirts from various movies like Zoolander, Step Brothers, Caddyshack. They've got TV shows like The Office, Parks and Rec. And Russ is wearing the Bo Jackson shirt today. Russ, did you find it? What did you find? Something you liked on there?
The old MTV logo is a really good one. Stuff from Nickelodeon. If you're a 90s pop culture junkie, like I am, a kid that grew up in the 90s, like I got my Rugrats stuff. I got some Nickelodeon stuff coming in. So they got everything over there. As Tony said earlier in the show, something there will grab you.
That's right. That's right. Yes, we'll speak to you, I think he said. But either way.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think
they have a lot on there, but they do also have a lot of 90s stuff, a lot of 90s TV, 90s sports. They have some NBA Jam stuff, some like current modernized versions of the NBA Jam ratings and things like that, different guys and different teams. But they also have the old school NBA Jam logo t-shirts, stuff like that. So you can go to Homage, and if you're a first-time customer, you can get 20% off your total order there by using promo code Adjacent. Russ, I'm going to start by paying homage to Steph Curry. And you might think, what has Steph Curry done? He's been on vacation probably for the last week or so. His game jersey from game one of this year's finals. So this isn't even like an artifact that we dug up. This is his game jersey from like last month. Game one went for $203,330 on NBA auctions. Did you know that the most money anyone's ever paid for a game-worn jersey was that someone paid $3.69 million for a Kobe Bryant jersey from his rookie year?
It's a lot of money.
Homage has like five different Steph Curry shirts on their website, by the way. You can find that's one of the things I like on there. I've said this before. You can find individual player shirts. If you're a fan of a particular guy, like I know Tone loves Steph Curry, you can get a Steph Curry shirt. You don't have to get a Warrior shirt. Russ, who are you paying homage to this week?
It took 5 months, but I'm paying homage to one Baker Mayfield, who was traded from the Cleveland Browns to the Carolina Panthers on Wednesday, and he requested his trade back in March after the Browns brought in Deshaun Watson. We've talked about it on our show at length, all the things going on with Deshaun Watson and the Browns.
They gave up everything for Deshaun Watson, Russ, including their dignity.
Absolutely. Yeah, they did. They said, we did our due diligence with their hands covered over their eyes. And Baker, besides the fact that they were looking for quarterbacks before they got Deshaun Watson, had said, you know what? Enough's enough. I don't want to play for the Browns anymore. And he waited and waited, and free agency went by, and the draft went by, and waited. Nobody was making calls because nobody wanted to pay the $30 million price tag that it was attached to Baker Mayfield. But finally, after exhausting all their options, the Carolina Panthers said, Baker, you're our guy. And so they traded him on Wednesday. Panthers are going to pay about $4.5 million of Baker's salary. The Browns paying $10 million. But he's actually taking a pay cut by $14 million to make the trade work, and he can earn that back in incentives. But good for Baker for sticking to his guns and being like, I'm out. I don't want to be here anymore, and finally getting to be in a new place.
There you go. How about you, Tone? Who are you paying homage to this week?
I am paying homage to Duke women's basketball coach Kara Lawson. Well, shouts out to her. She did a really, really good speech about doing the harder things better. And here's a short clip of that.
I was talking with Shay a couple days ago, and one of the things we talked about was how we all wait in life for things to get easier. Think in your own life if you waited for something to get easier. Oh, I just got to get through this, and then it'll be easy. I just got to get through preseason, and then it'll be okay. I've just got to get through my junior year of high school, and then the classes are going to get easier. I've just got to get to my spring and my senior year of college, and it's going to be easier. It's what we do. We wait for stuff to get easier. It will never get easier. What happens is you handle hard better. That's what happens. Most people think that it's going to get easier. Life is going to get easier. Basketball is going to get easier. School is going to get easier. It never gets easier. What happens is you become someone that handles hard stuff better.
So, yeah, that was just a short version of the entire speech, but I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope. Very motivational. It got me up that morning, ready to go, back downtown, get things done, be a contributor to society, because she's right. She's right. Life doesn't get easier. It gets more complicated. You add more things, and it took to that because, you know, as you guys know, get married. Baby, love you over there. And
I'm married, but my wife doesn't sit here across from me while I do every episode of this like your fiance does.
But adding her, it doesn't make my life, you know, easier. It adds another element to it, a wonderful element to it. But it's another element that I never had to take an account for before. So I have to be able to you know, do things better. I have to be able to, you know, provide and do all those things as, you know, I get to marry her. Like, life is not going to get easy, per se, but there's going to be more elements. It's going to get harder. So I like what she was saying there. Very motivational. If you haven't listened to it, please look it up. Very, 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 very good stuff.
Yeah, you can find that on Twitter pretty easily. I like that speech. That's something we talk about with our kids all the time, about not looking to live a life free of hard things, but to be people that can handle hard things. So that was a good one, Tone. I like that one. Very uplifting. You're all over the map today, but some of it is very. That was a good one. Good contribution.
Got to keep you guys on your toes.
Pay Homage is brought to you by Homage. And again, they've got all kinds of sports and non-sports. They've got the Topps baseball card throwbacks, Griffey, Big Hurt, Jackie Robinson, Ryan Sandberg, all kinds of stuff on there, licensed stuff across all three, MLB, NBA, NFL. And they've got a great collection of Chicago stuff there, great movie stuff. And you can get 20% off if you're a first-time customer at Homage. You can get 20% off with promo code ADJACENT.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, guys, one of the many things that happens on July 4th is around 11 a.m. on ESPN, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest takes place, and one Joey Chestnut was looking for his 15th consecutive victory in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Glizzy Gladiator.
And what did he say? Yes, he is the Glizzy Gladiator. The Glizzy Gladiator, indeed.
I saw Tony tweet that, and I don't know what it means. Do we want to explain that now to me, or do you want to circle back?
No, it's fine.
I'd like to know what it means.
Hey, yo! So, do you know what a glizzy is?
I do not.
Ah, okay, Tony. Play the Ask a Young Person music.
It's time for your favorite game. Ask a young person.
So, time to play Ask a Young Person. Jason, a glizzy.
So, am I supposed to ask you? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Russ, what's a glizzy? And how does that fit with Tony calling Joey Chestnut, America's most dominant athlete, a glizzy gladiator?
Well, a glizzy is another term for a hot dog made popular in the East, specifically in the DC DMV area, calling hot dogs glizzy. So
how do you know that? How did the word enter your vocabulary? I guess how did it migrate from the mid-Atlantic to you?
It is a phrase used mostly by the blacks, as Tony likes to say.
Okay.
And as most things that the blacks say, it has gone over into pop culture.
Okay.
And has now been used by other cultures.
Is it an appropriate word for me to use or no?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll get in no trouble saying, hey, let's go get a glizzy. Everybody would be fine with that.
People would know what you mean.
I mean, because it's also kind of used as another word for a gun. So I'd be careful. It must be. It must be in good company.
Go say if you say let's go grab a glizzy, at Portillo's. Somebody would know what you're referring to, or at the local hot dog establishment, whatever. So that is a glizzy. So Joey Chestnut is the glizzy gladiator.
All right, got
name,
it.
I'm name is apropos, right?
All right. So
thank you for indulging that detour because I wanted to learn. And now
no worries. It's all good. So Joey Chestnut, while devouring Nathan's hot dogs disgustingly, there was a protester that came out and he like chokeslammed him while devouring hot dogs, which I think is a pretty impressive accomplishment, an athletic achievement. And they're like, you're downing three hot dogs at a time, yo. And have time to choke this guy out and slam him on the ground while security gets him and continue to eat your hot dogs.
Still won by 15 and a half
hot dogs. Yeah, it wasn't. It was a rout. Wait, Tony, what was the gesture? The emotion that...
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Joey's making? No. I just wanted to see if you would do it. So here's Tony, my thing.
It's a podcast. There's a microphone. You either got to like do or don't, man.
No. Sometimes it's just for you. Sometimes the show within the show is just for us, you know?
Hey, Tony, what's for the show is for the show.
You're leaving out a lot of people, though. Listen,
you do that. It's okay.
You either do or don't, bud.
You talk about a gesture that would have blown up on social. It was that. Oh, my goodness.
So, Russ, are you like, he's called an athlete. Joey Chestnut is called an athlete. He's my age, by the way. He's 38 years old, and he's won this 15 times already. Mm-hmm. Are you impressed by this? Do you enjoy watching this, or what part of this? What's your relationship to this event?
So I started watching it when Kobayashi was still like the reign supreme in the Nathan's hot dog eating context before he got taken down by Joey Chestnut and then banned for life. And it was always a
Kobayashi got banned for life. What did he do?
I know he got banned from
Was he cheating. How do you cheat?
I you're asking me questions that I don't have the answers to.
Tony, but find this.
I know he got banned, but while Tony's checking for that, it was always one of those things that like, all right, I wake up late on 4th of July around 10 o'clock. I know that I'll go downstairs by 11 and at 11, you have the brother with the top hat on or the tan red, white and blue hat on and is the host of the hot dog eating contest. Tony, you have an answer for us?
Kobayashi entered a contract dispute with Major League Eating, which sanctions the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, leading to the end of his appearances on the Coney Island during the 4th of July spectacle.
All right, there we go. Not nearly as exciting and interesting as I thought it would be.
All right. So one of my things that I was interested in is I found out how much you make. All right, I didn't realize how little you make for winning the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. It's $10,000
for one day of work,
and this is the biggest one. No, but see, it's not one day of work though, Tone. Yeah, you couldn't just show
training,
up and do
this. Right? Yeah. You're training for a couple weeks to expand your stomach enough to eat 63 hot dogs in a sitting.
There can't be enough of these things that are big enough that you can make an income off that.
Well, you would think, but like. They say he makes somewhere between $500,000 and $800,000. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have sponsorships and all those different types of things.
He does eating contests. That's his gig.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you go from Nathan's hot dog eating contest this month to maybe you have a hot wing eating contest next month and a pizza contest after that. So, like, the eating circuit that Tony was referring to that Kobayashi got into the battle with, they kind of run all those different things. But I've always been interested because it's like, at what point does your body say, you know, I can no longer do this?
Or like, even if you tell me he's making $500,000 to $800,000 a year, which is fantastic. Decent money. Great money. Great money.
Yes. I'm saying decent money in comparison to what we know for a living.
Right. And because you're rich, we know.
Stop.
You don't go to Dollar Tree anymore. You don't go to see your past. You're post 7-Eleven. We got
yes.
it.
Yes.
You've made that as clear as you could. Very wealthy. Now you can go to camp. Mom.
Yes. Yeah, Mom. I'm going to camp now.
Okay, but you like hot dogs, right? Everybody likes hot dogs.
Yeah, but bro, I could eat like three or four before I'm like, all right, I shouldn't have done
this. Sure. But even then, like, if as someone who likes hot dogs, you probably don't eat them. You probably don't eat them that often because you're like, no, it's not great for me. It's a lot of salt. Like, right. I can't imagine eating like that all the time and having that be worth it. Even for that amount of money, it's like, it's not good for you long term. And B, I don't think it would feel that good.
I agree.
Well,
so go ahead.
Well, according to Mark Jackson, you got to tell your body not today.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he told LeBron when LeBron had cramps. Why don't we have Mark Jackson running everything instead of Dr. Fauci? Mark Jackson would be like, just tell COVID not today, COVID.
What's the mega pastor's name? Kenneth Copeland. He tried to tell COVID that. He like blew into a microphone and thought that was gonna get COVID out of here. But that's neither here nor there.
If you're out there and you break your leg, tell your leg, not today, leg. Good advice from Mark Jackson.
I have always hated eating contests and hated that competition.
For gluttony?
Yeah.
What do you hate about it?
Well, it's a slap in the face to the rest of the world.
Oh, that, yes.
You know, like, look at us. We don't care about these hot dogs that are a source of food and at least some nutrients for the body. We care less. We are all about overindulgence. We are all about, this is how much food that we have in America. That we have a contest where we chew up as much food as possible, as physically human possible, and then go beyond that. And you kind of, if you were looking at it from the other side, you can kind of see how some people hate us. Like, and I get it. I totally get it. If they're just watching that single thing, like it's gross. I can't understand.
It's not, I don't find it enjoyable to watch. I'll grant you your bigger philosophical point, Tone. Yes. But, I don't find that. I'm surprised you wake up in the morning and want to watch that on 4th of July, Russ.
Oh, I'm not saying I do now because it's
not a pleasant thing to see.
I was a kid when I started watching it. It's more interesting seeing like the characters that take part in it because they have the women's division, then they have the men's division. And like Kobayashi was not a big dude when he was in these competitions. And even Joey Chestnut isn't like fat or anything. But I always wonder, like, is his body really like two times his age? Like is his body like 60 years old because of what he's put it through in the last 15 or so years?
Aesthetically, it doesn't look like it.
No.
I mean, Kobayashi,
Kobayashi was like a legit athlete.
And you saw what Joey Chestnut did to that protester. Like they they've modified their bodies to do what it needs to do to win. Like, look, body, not today. You don't need this for nutrients. This is just for competition. Chew, 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 chew. Swallow. We'll get rid of it later. Just chew, 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 chew. And apparently you can
train. Not today, sodium.
You can train your body to do that because they've done it and he's done it, which is, it's a whole entirely different conversation of why would you want to do that? But aesthetically, at least, it looks like he's fit.
So, like, one of my favorite shows on TV was Man versus Food, right? For a long time.
Pattern here. You like this.
No. I'm like a foodie, right? I enjoy good food. And on Man versus Food, they go to all these places where they had really good food. But on the original with Adam Richman, he'd like do some type of challenge at the end. Like he'd take you to all these places that had great food and they had something there, a yard long burrito or whatever.
Some kind of gigantic pizza and it's correct. Free if you can finish in an hour
correct.
Or whatever.
Correct. Or they give you a t-shirt and it's free. Yeah. So he left the show. Right. And he was saying that, like, after he left the show, like, because he would feel terrible, his body wouldn't feel great. And, like, he lost so much weight after he stopped recording Man versus Food. And it's actually really interesting to see, like, how he could do that and how, like, you see professional eaters who do it all the time and their body is kind of just normal. Like, there's not a ton of fat on it.
You're right. I would expect to see a bunch of huge people in this.
Yes.
If you saw any of one of them walking down the aisle in your local Jewels, you would not know that you wouldn't immediately, you would think they're just like anybody else. Do you think they eat for 10 minutes? I think it used to be 12. It's this contest in Coney Island in Brooklyn is how many hot dogs can you take down in 10 minutes? Is there a food you think you could win or reasonably compete in a contest? You got to think about this now. Think about this. It's not just a food that you like. It's got to be a food that you could destroy for 10 minutes.
So that was interesting because I was going to ask y'all the same question. I said pizza seems like the one I could do because I think in if I'm like really hungry, if I order pizza, I can knock down several pieces, but I got to think of it in this way.
Yeah.
The pizza that we eat here in Chicago, for everybody listening, tavern style, small squares.
Yes.
You, if you're not like thinking you're watching something, you got people over, you could go through like 9-10 pieces of pizza before you're like, oh shit. That's a
nine
lot
or
of
10
pizza.
Squares.
Yes. 9 or 10, like squares.
Which is probably like 2 to 3 pieces of normal pizza.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I don't know, man. Like, cause you think that's a lot of, when you think about pizza, that's a lot of bread. I love cheese. So like I can get through the cheese part, but it's the bread part that adds up over that 10 minutes.
It feels like that would get to be like really slow trekking in minute 7 and 8 because it's because pizza. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you think maybe you'd have a chance in pizza.
I think if for a thin crust, Aurelio's, shout out to Aurelio's, or Beggar's.
Would you be doing like 2 at a time? Would you stack them and be taken down 2 at a time?
Yeah, I think the pieces are small. The pieces are small enough where you could knock down 2 at a time. But that's one, man. Like that's probably the only one of the major foods that besides hot dogs, like burgers would probably be a problem. Nachos, maybe like the real nachos with like meat and cheese and stuff on
there. Yeah. I think I could do, these are going to sound surprising. You're going to object probably.
He's going to say ice cream. Watch.
I think I could do ice cream.
Oh man.
But if everybody's doing it, I think I could out eat ice cream compared to other people. And I also think Captain Crunch Crunchberries I could win.
Mouth bleeding at the end.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You'd have nothing left of your mouth as you're vomiting that up later. But I think I think I could take down like a whole box of Captain Crunch Crunch.
Oh, easily. Like, yeah.
Set up but you need milk, you know, to soften it. But these guys use water with their hot dog. Tom, what about you? You think, is there something that you could just destroy for 10 minutes straight?
Almonds.
No, no way.
Tony, what the hell?
Those are hard to chew too.
Yeah, it's not a basis. They are hard to chew. Tony, what type of food is that?
They're easy. I can grab them by the handful. You know, go, chug a chug, go for some more.
Okay,
all right, chew them up, chew, yum yum yum. You feel me?
Tony, you know how many almonds that you'd have to eat to
you would choke
10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, chew, you know, swallow, chew.
No, we know how eating works. We got it,
Tony. That's like pounds of almonds.
Yeah, I could take down. I could take down some almonds.
It'd be very filling.
Mm-hmm.
They're difficult to chew, and you would for sure choke. You trying to eat almonds quickly for 10 minutes, you or anybody, you would choke.
That's why you got to chew them. That's what make it the competition. Okay,
all right. Hey, Russ, he says he would win. Everybody would be facing the same problems, you know?
All right, so I'm skipping Tony. Going back to you, Jason.
Yes.
See, here's my thing with the ice cream eating contest. Dog, after like 4 bites, you're going to have brain freeze.
That is an obstacle, yes. But I could, in my normal life, I sometimes eat ice cream until I feel sick. That's usually where it stops.
And not being paid, just for free.
Right, yeah, just because I enjoy it. Some cookies and cream, oh yeah. It barely separates me from a dog. I think a dog will definitely eat till they get sick. And usually it's one of the things that sets us apart in the world as people is that we know better than to do that. But when it comes to ice cream, I do not.
I had gone out with a young lady recently. good time. Nice, fun, enjoyable experience for all parties involved. But it got me to thinking, because I had a, like, this, a, you know when you have just have a really good conversation with somebody?
Every time I talk to you, Russ.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's sweet. But I had a really good conversation with the person I was out with. And I was telling her about the process of paying for dates, right? Because in my mind, I will always, my MO is to always pay for the date. Yeah, right.
And you're very wealthy.
Shut up. Stop saying that.
As you often say.
I don't say that. Y'all say that. I'm drinking regular water and out the tap like everybody else. Like, what are you talking about?
Wow. Okay.
I also have these, but it's neither here nor there.
Okay. All right.
It's neither here nor there. But I was telling her, as a guy, you're always prepared to pay for the date. But one thing I do appreciate, and this made her laugh because she knew what I meant. I always appreciate the fake reach. I appreciate the check comes to the table. You see me taking my wallet out, and you on the date go, "Oh, let me get my." You know I'm not going to let you pay for that.
Right.
However,
that's like what you do when you're with your parents.
Right. I think it's really sweet that you at least attempt to pay, even if I don't let you. Or even like what this girl did when I was out with her. She had her card on the table and I slid it back to her like, what are you doing? Get out of here. But I really appreciated that. And so then we went from dinner. Then we went to a little lounge and got drinks. And she said, no, you pay for dinner. I want to pay for drinks. And like, I was like, cool. It's all good. But we were out the next day and we were talking about it again. And she was like, so the way you think about it with how you like the fake reach and somebody like offering, even if they don't pay, she said when she's gone out with dudes and when the check comes, they want to split it. Mm-hmm. And she says that's how she knows there's probably not going to, because she's like, I have my own money. I can pay for it. I'm not worried about the part. But she said, if you ask me on the date and then ask me to go 50% with you, you're not getting a second date.
She don't want no scrubs.
And nor should she. And I told her that. I was like, look, I get it.
Sounds like a very frugal man.
A very cheap man that won't get a second date. So.
I have two thoughts on that. One, when I was dating my wife, we were both in college. And she had money available to her and I did not as much.
You were a broke boy.
She was on full ride scholarship because she's borderline or actual genius.
She is.
And I was Jason. Partial scholarship, working in a factory in the summers, doing everything I could to make that work. So there were times where she would offer to pick up the check and I would be like, okay. I think I have a good track record overall, especially now as a non-college student. I think I have I probably pick up the check more often than not when I'm out with friends, but I have a strict policy of I do not fight people over the check, period. If somebody insists that they want to pay for the food, I'm not getting into an argument about who's paying for what, because that's just tiring to me. Like I usually, and in fact, in general, one of the reasons why I do pick up the check usually is because I just don't care about that part of it. I want us to get to do whatever the thing is that we're doing. And I really don't care who pays for it. So if someone insists on paying, then have at it.
I understand that part too. But like for me, when she said that's like a red flag for her, where like a guy asks her out on a date, then said guy doesn't pay for the entire thing. It's kind of like, well, bro, like you wanted to be here. So like you should. And so I told her, I was like, it makes sense because if I have a daughter, I'll tell her if a brother wants to take you out, I need you to have enough money to pay for your portion of the meal. Because if the dude decides to get cheap on you, I don't want you to have to worry about it. Pay for your food and get out of there and never talk to dude again. But yeah, I think for me, the fake reach, man, like I know I'm going to pay for it. But I need you to at least, because in the same way she was talking about, it's like, if you don't fake reach, I won't feel away and I'll still pay for it. But it is nice to be like, oh, man, you considered going into your wallet and taking a card out.
At least we don't have the entitlement. Yeah. What if you were dating someone though that was like very clearly extremely famous and well, like what if you were dating Taylor Swift?
Okay.
Or you got, or not dating, but like on a date with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's probably one of the richest celebrities. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you guys are out on a date at, you know, Applebee's or whatever. And I feel,
oh, buddy.
I feel like it'd be kind of silly for you to try to pick up the check.
Hold on. No, buddy. Let's modernize this a little bit.
Chili's?
Me and Taylor Swift. No, Jason. If me and Taylor Denigans? Swift. They don't even have those anymore.
They still exist. No, they still exist.
Let's switch it to me and Zendaya, right? Me and Zendaya are out.
Well, she's not quite as rich, right? I mean, I'm talking about someone that is like.
Don't play Zendaya, bro. Zendaya got money.
Okay. All right. Fine.
All right. Rihanna. Because Rihanna's.
There's someone that's rich. She might be a billionaire, right?
She just became the youngest billionaire, self-made.
Okay. Even you.
So me and Rihanna are out at Nobu, right? On a date. Yeah. That would be more the place.
Is that like a fancy version of Outback or what is that?
Jason, you're being funny. You know what Nobu is. It's a sushi restaurant that has fantastic drinks, by the way. This is not an ad, but I just want to say it's a place that I enjoy going. There's only a select amount of them in the world. They do sushi and drinks, and it's a little bit pricier. But I think even for somebody like a Rihanna, we have sushi and drinks. Bill comes about $250, right? It's not going to kill me to pay for a $250 bill. Even if Rihanna's here as a billionaire and I pay, I still think it's like I probably asked Rihanna to go out, so I should still pay. And if she wants to say, hey, let's go to Tao and we spend the same amount of money and she wants to pay for it, cool.
I think she would laugh at you pulling out your wallet to try to pay for that.
For $250?
For any amount.
I mean, laugh at me. If you want to say, hey, here goes the black card, don't even worry about it. Cool, but like, I like that feeling like, hey, I'll pay for some, you pay for some, once you like start going out with somebody. But like, bro, I wouldn't feel a way about pulling out my card with Rihanna at dinner. Like, I would feel more comfortable like, hey, like, I wanted to take you here. It's only $250. It's not a big deal. But if you want to pay, cool.
Do you think you would want to date someone? This is like a different conversation, but do you think
you'd want more money than you?
Do you think? Well, no, not that. More fame, like extreme fame. Because everybody thinks they want it. And there are some perks to being like, you know, modestly known and things like that. But extreme fame is a whole different deal where.
So like paparazzi famous.
Always. And everything you do, you're on vacation. Anytime you think you're in private, you're not. There's always, ancillary people around. And if it's somebody like we were talking about Taylor Swift, like whatever bad things you do in the relationship, she's going to write songs about it. And everybody's going to know, oh, that was a song about Russ.
Hey man, like I think you sign up for that in a lot of ways, a lot of regards. Like if you're dating a Rihanna, you know, look, man, this is the finest woman in the world. And one of the most famous we have here, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, like two uber famous people. Would I do it? You got to think about quality of life.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Not would you right? do it, but do you think you'd enjoy that?
It wouldn't be as bad as me to me as most people just because of the business that we're in. However, I'm just going to go grab some groceries at Whole Foods. Part of your life is over.
Right.
Like the normal things that you would do, I'm gonna just go grab the mail in no shirt and right. some shorts.
Yeah, that's ended up on TMZ.
Yeah, I'm on TMZ in 10 minutes.
Right.
Rihanna's boyfriend, Russ Dorsey, shows all going to get his mail. you know the salacious headlines they use. All that stuff is gone. And like, I enjoy still doing regular things like going to Whole Foods and picking up groceries or going to Benny's and getting wine and just being able to go out to Nobu with my friends without 100 paparazzi standing outside waiting to snap pictures of me and whoever I'm with that night. So Yeah, I don't know if I would enjoy that one as much.
All right, Tone, latest producer in the game. Hit the button.
This is bullshit.
Time to call out the world's hypocrisies with
bullshit. High quality bullshit. World-class designer bullshit, to be sure.
Bullshit. Presented by Sheets and Giggles.
They just say whatever they think will interest the audience or make it appear that they know what they're talking about. And what comes out is bullshit.
I Call Bullshit is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. You can go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA and get $23 off. You just need that link. sheetsgiggles.com/SA. No promo code needed. Use our link and you'll get $23 off at checkout. They've got the mattress, and we've been trying to tell you about the mattress, all the different things, the way they've designed it with coils and latex and everything. It's all about comfort at Sheets and Giggles. The sheets are extremely comfortable. They're trying to make a mattress that matches it, that rises to its level in comfortability. And it's all about the cushion, and it's all about the airflow, so you don't get hot, you don't get the night sweats, things like that. And they are still offering us $200 off their mattress if you pre-order now. So sheetsgiggles.com/SA. We are calling bullshit this week on some or all parts, we'll find out, of the Zion Williamson 5-year, $231 million extension with the Pelicans. Russ, I thought it was strange. The part that made this kind of smell like some bullshit to me was how badly, how over the top everybody was about wanting to get this done when I'm not sure I would be so enthusiastic if I was either side.
I mean, listen, I think Zion Williamson still has an opportunity to be a fantastic player in the NBA. But they got to get the weight under control. And I've seen pictures of Zion recently where he looks slim and trim. He doesn't look like as we called him on our show, and we saw the pictures of him, the walking beignet.
Did we coin that? Was that us?
I think that's us.
Has that surfaced anywhere else, or did we coin him the walking beignet?
I'll do a quick Google search.
Has it gone viral?
I think.
Well, if he stays in shape, we can't call him that.
No. But at the time, he looked like a walking beignet.
He looked like he had beignets stuffed in his cheeks.
Yeah, he was three bills. I don't care what the Pelicans say. And he looks like he's been working out with a new trainer and nutritionist, and he looks slim, trim, and ready to rock. And I'm excited to see that Zion Williamson, because that Zion Williamson is a dude. And that's the guy that you pay $231 million in the rookie extension to. But the Pelicans aren't stupid here, right? There's a lot of protections in the deal that protect them in case Zion's hurt, because he's had issues staying on the floor during his time in New Orleans. But yeah, you had the Zion during the season. Hey, if they offer me an extension, I can't sign it fast enough.
I bet. See, that's where my bullshit is more so. It's on Zion, not more so. It is on Zion, not the Pelicans, because what else are the Pelicans going to do? There's a little bit of a risk here with Zion, but I don't think they're going to get LeBron or Kevin Durant or any of these. Like, they need to keep it's a worthwhile gamble if you're the Pelicans and you have trouble getting people. Zion pivots from very clearly trying to get out of New Orleans pretty much from the jump to, I can't sign that thing fast enough. And I would probably feel the same way if I missed all of last season with a foot injury. Yeah, he's very over the top, though, about it. He wants to win championships there. He's not going to let the city down. Like, it is a strong, strong turn from what we saw before that.
Yeah, I mean, every rookie, if available, is going to sign that one. Like, that's the thing. We thought Zion was going to be the first to not sign it and enter free agency as soon as possible. But he knew what's up. You know, his injury history. And now that we see, no matter when you sign that new deal, you can ask for a trade and be out anyway with the money. Mm-hmm. So I just don't like the and I hope the people of New Orleans are not getting attached to Zion. because as soon as it gets uncomfortable, he's going to ask for that trade. And it's obvious that he doesn't like it there. It's obvious, at least to me, that he doesn't want to be a Pelican. And I think they're just counting down the days until he ultimately leaves via free agency or once he asks or demands for a trade out of there. So, like, I mean, he had to do it because of his injury history. And New Orleans kind of had to give it to him because you don't want to be the franchise, right, that has this talent and then not and take him number one overall and then don't offer him money.
And you have limited options if you're
right. Right. And you have already limited options being in the market that you're in. So, yeah, this is – they have to make front-facing things like, oh, we're so excited about the growth of Zion Williamson. And Zion's like, oh, man, I'm excited to be in the city. But it's all bullshit.
I'm not going to let the city down, I think, is the quote that will come back to haunt him if he demands a trade in 2 years.
I will let you up.
I Call Bullshit is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Go on now, pre-order their mattress. If you want anything else, though, if you want the sheet set, which is the thing that we can't stop talking about, the eucalyptus sheet set, so smooth, silky, wonderful, hugs your butt so well. So well, as Tony likes to say, go on sheetsgiggles.com/SA and you will automatically get $23 off at checkout. Russ, would you like to hear the news we didn't get to today?
Yes, please.
Some of it's going to be news we did get to. We're just going to talk about it a little more, actually. You mentioned that Baker Mayfield has a home. And I just wanted to point out a small thing on that, that only after nobody else wanted him.
Well,
anyway. NFL Network reported just this week, I believe, just shortly, days before the trade, that the Seattle, who everybody thought, including Baker Mayfield, actually said, it's kind of an odd thing to hear him say, at one point on a podcast, he said he assumed he would end up in Seattle. He figured that'd be that's where there's an opening, and they're going to go with Drew Lock instead. NFL Network reported that the Seahawks were, quote, never really interested in Baker Mayfield. And the details on that trade is he goes for either a fourth or fifth round pick. So the Browns are swapping a number one overall, possibly for a fifth, which that's how the Browns do it, man. It's just, it's magic. It's a magic act. I think he's actually good or could be good. This is not Mitch Trubisky to me.
No.
This is a guy who I believe this will be, what is he, 4 years in? This will be his fifth year. Like, I thought he was ascending. And then he was hurt all last year. Yeah. And Beckham barely played last year for them. Landry missed games last year. Like, I don't think this guy's in the same category as Mitch Trubisky. I would want to take a chance on Baker Mayfield.
For sure. And I think he's brash and sometimes too brash and going back to the college days. But it's a guy that has arm talent that is a flawed quarterback. But I do think you can – they're way less – talented quarterbacks playing in the NFL, starting in the NFL. So,
like Mitch Trubisky.
Correct. I don't think Carolina is the place you're just going to resurrect your career, but hey, you got DJ Moore down there. If McCaffrey stays healthy, hey, man, you go out there, you win seven games. Never know.
Well, that is the thing I'd be concerned about for him. While I do still think he's good and can be a good player, can be a very good quarterback, Carolina feels like
yes,
that could really be a career.
Matt Rhule could get fired.
That could be rough. Said. Yeah. Some baseball news for you, Russ, that you're probably aware of because you're, you know, MLB insider. Russ Dorsey, Bally's MLB insider. Ross Dorsey, Sports Adjacent's MLB insider. Double role. But a Dodger Stadium concession vendor named Roger Owens needs to be a little more careful with his nuts. He is a peanut vendor. He's been that in that role for 60 years, 79 years old, and is known for his theatrics throwing peanuts to customers. So he'll throw them from several rows away. He'll go behind the back, through the legs. I watched a video of this. He's stunningly accurate. He's very, very accurate on this. That tradition, you know, like we have guys in Chicago, like the beer vendor that looks like Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
At Comiskey, at the White Sox Park. This is, everybody knows this. Come on, man. He'll answer to Scottie or to Pip. Or they had the White Sox had the guy who would, the hot dog, I don't know if they have him anymore, but he would always be like, hot dogs. You know the guy I'm talking about?
I mean, that could be any guy.
Sorry, but, you don't sit with us commoners in the blue collar sections. But anyway, so this guy Roger Owens, he's kind of like famous. He's like a local treasure doing these tricks, throwing his peanuts to people, and he's not gonna be allowed to do that anymore because the catering company thinks it's a liability. And the guy sounds heartbroken about it.
And now, Tony Gill reads.
What's up, guys? Tony Gill with glasses here.
I can't see the glasses. All I can see is your belly. Sit down, man.
Yeah, no.
I see his belly.
New character.
Why did you stand for this? Why?
No, showing off the new merch that I got from Homage. Shout out to them. Dressing up
Tony Gill with glasses. We saw it when you were sitting down. Okay, all right. Just read it, please. Just read it.
Dodger Stadium peanut vendor. Whoa, I can read. Peanut vendor. Roger Owens to the LA Times.
Oh, what vendor? I hope he's only selling peanuts.
Oh, Tone.
I'm so heartbroken about this. They have time to see it coming. It's not like some bullet that goes straight through. I'm always wanting to make sure that whoever I'm throwing to will catch the bag of peanuts. I want them to catch it because they feel a sense of accomplishment.
Russ, what do you think? You on the peanut vendor side or you on the catering company side? You got to pick a side. You're the MLB insider. You got to pick a side.
Well, one side I'm picking is that Tony didn't have the glasses, which is why he stood up.
And it was weird. It was just very weird. Yeah, I don't know why you did that. You stood up.
He forgot the glasses at home.
Yeah, we just had a big close up of your.
Oh, okay.
Of your. Then I really don't know why you did that. And. You read it poorly. Russ, we were talking earlier about being famous, like extreme fame.
Yes.
Like everybody thinks they want to be famous, but extreme fame does not sound good to me. Like the way that Lawrence is famous, where he goes around Chicago and people say hi to him, is like reasonable. Mm-hmm. But like, I can't go on vacation without being photographed kind of fame sounds horrible to me. And this is what happens with Russell Wilson and his very famous wife, Ciara. Mm-hmm. By the way, Tony, Russell Wilson and Ciara, you always seem like you think this relationship is odd. Why is that?
Do I?
Yeah, you always kind of make a weird face anytime this comes up.
Does he?
You don't know why. You're going to have to explore that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's well, from Ciara's point of view, going from future
to... There's a future element is what I think what's got you thrown off.
From future to Russell Wilson is kind of like, you know... Two opposite ends of the spectrum there, but hey, you know, growth, right? You got to allow people to grow. At one point, she wanted future and all that. What future brings?
Toxicity.
And then she wanted a change in her life, and now she's thriving and twerking on the gram, and you know, is being successful and not
Russ is supportive.
Yeah, Russ is supportive. So yeah, you know, people grow up. So. Yeah, shout out to them and her.
Well, they're on vacation on Lake Como, and the paparazzi found them there because they always do, of course. And they got photos of them on a boat, you know, standard stuff. They're in swimsuits, but they really seem to catch them at the exact wrong time. They caught them at a time when Russell Wilson was trying to pop a zit on his face and was struggling to do so. And so Ciara, they got photos of Ciara popping a zit on his face.
Question. You say yes. Ciara and not Sierra.
Oh, I'm probably saying it wrong. That's the explanation.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
You probably. I was just curious.
Would you, Tony, ask your fiance to do this for you? Would you ask her to pop a pimple on your face that you were struggling with?
She does it anyway. So I just kind of just let it rock. Like it's a useless fight. So I just let it be.
I think that's a sign of that somebody cares about you, because I've been watching my parents do that. My mom do that to my dad for years since I was a little guy. So, yeah, I just thought that's how it was.
I have. Do you ever get like a small, like kind of pokey back hair, like a small kind of sturdy back hair that's bothering you? If I can't get that, I will have my wife get that with a tweezer and then I feel better.
You can't see it, though.
I can feel it.
Oh,
it's like scratching against my shirt or something, and it's bothering me all day. And then that's how I fix it.
Yeah, no, that's not what I've experienced.
I feel like a person could handle their own face pimples. It's on your face. It's not in a hard to reach place. You can look in a mirror and handle this. Maybe they didn't have a mirror on the boat.
Nah.
I don't know. And finally, Russ, no big deal. No cause for alarm. Please don't worry. But Florida is under attack from giant African land snails.
Okay.
Pasco County, just north of Tampa, they've got an infestation. These things, so picture a snail, all right? Usually what, the size of a golf ball maybe or something like that? Not these, Russ. These are from East Africa. These things can get 8 inches long. It's a big snail.
Right.
Yes, Tone, thank you. Hand motions don't help as much on a podcast, but yeah. And they do all kinds of problems. These things are not here for peace. They are here ready to fight and ready to take over Florida. And they carry a parasite that's called rat lungworm, which sounds like a terrible thing because it is. It can cause meningitis. These things also can also destroy plants, and they will even eat the paint and stucco off your houses. And as the good people of Pasco County, Florida, try to contain this, they are fighting an enemy that can produce 2,500 eggs per year.
All right.
All these things sound small, and they're like, okay, you know, it's just in Pasco County, Florida, whatever. It doesn't affect us and the rest of the country. But that's how they all start. And next thing you know, you got these 8-inch snails all over the country. So I know at first I said don't be alarmed, but now I'm thinking maybe do be alarmed.
8 inches. That's a long boy.
Russ, that's the news.
Thank you, Jason. That's gonna do it for this week's episode of Sports Adjacent. As always, our podcast is sponsored by Sheets and Giggles. You want the softest, silkiest, coolest eucalyptus sheets you can find on the market. SheetsGiggles.com/SA to get $23 off your next order. Don't be like Jason and only have 2 sheet sets. Be like Russ and have like 4. So that when you have you can have some on your bed, you can change your sheets as often as you want and have a leftover set for whoever comes through and sleeps in your guest bedroom. Make sure you do that. SheetsGiggles.com/SA, $23 off. We are also sponsored by the fine folks over at Homage. If you want licensed gear, MLB, NBA, NFL, you want nostalgic pop culture gear. I talked about the MTV stuff. I have the Bo Jackson shirt on right now. If you want KC Bo Jackson, they got it. If you want White Sox Bo Jackson, they got it.
Yeah,
if you
1993, want division champs, man.
If you want Oakland Raiders Bo Jackson gear, they got that over there as well. One of the greatest athletes to ever walk the face of this earth. They have a ton of his stuff over at homage.com. Use promo code adjacent to get 20% off your first purchase. They care about our podcast. They love it. We love what they do. And we think this is going to be a fantastic partnership as we go along here. So help our folks out over at Homage. 20% off using promo code adjacent to get 20% off your first purchase. All the apparel that they have over there. It's not just t-shirts. It's t-shirts. They got hoodies. They got sweatshorts. They got just plain, if you just want plain, comfortable t-shirts, I got some coming. They got that too.
You could refresh a lot of parts of your wardrobe. I like them and they like us, I think, because we just have a lot in common. Yes. Like I said before, I think everything we talk about on our show, they probably have a t-shirt or something that connects to it. Tone, do you have one of your signature world-renowned Sheets and Giggles endorsements for the people to send them on their way on this beautiful Friday morning?
Yo. When Jason was describing what that mattress is like and describing what's inside that mattress, one of the special ingredients to make that mattress so great is an ingredient that has been helping people their entire lives. And it's in a mattress. It's called latex. You've been trusting it to protect you your whole adult life. Now it's in a mattress. Let it continue to protect you and hold you up. Cheese and giggles.
Okay. We might have to end these after a while, Jason. If nothing else, we will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Sports Adjacent with Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey. Be sure to download, subscribe, and give the podcast 5 stars. You can check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm very much adjacent. For a couple hours, I thought I was hood. But then all that happened, I was like, you know what, James? You adjacent to the mother.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.